Hey guys, this is Stacy from humorishomemaking.com. We have already heard from Sonia over at Practical Stewardship, and today I have another treat for you. We're going to be hearing from Angela Kaufman. She's my famous friend from the grocery shrink, and she's been all over TV, and I'm just really honored and proud to know her. But Angela used to work, and she does still work, but Angela has a lot of experience managing a home and also working outside of the home. And that's what we're tackling this week, because that's what you guys wanted to hear. And I didn't want to just be spewing a whole bunch of stuff that I had absolutely no experience with. So I am going to hand it over to Angela for just a second. I'm going to let her tell a little bit about herself, and then I want her to give us some of her history as far as working outside the home is concerned. So Angela, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for having me on. And it's an honor to be here. Your community is just so kind and fabulous, and I love being with you here. So I'm a stay-at-home working mom now, but I used to work outside the home. I now have six children, and when I worked outside the home before, I had one. So it's kind of a crazy thing. I was a school teacher, and I worked 1 year and got married at December, and then by the end of the school year, I was pregnant. And so then I had already signed my contract to teach, and my husband was in grad school and he was not earning any income, and so I didn't have a choice. I had to go to work. And so I worked the second year pregnant till January, and then my daughter was born in January, and I was able to be home with her for 8 weeks, and then I came back and finished the school year. So it was a challenge to me starting off homemaking as a bride my first year of teaching, and then adding a baby into the mix the very next year. I would say overwhelmed is an understatement.
So are you working outside of the home now?
I am not currently. I was last year, so I just resigned my position. I was a school teacher this time. Before I taught fifth grade, just general studies, and this last 4 years I taught high school music. And so just a lot of changes in our life made it better for me to work from home now. So I work full time, but from home now.
Okay. So what I have been asked by readers is they want to know how it is possible for them to manage their home well and not be home all the time. So I would like to see if you could speak a little bit on that. I know that when we were talking, you told me that you had, in hindsight, you saw that you didn't manage it very well.
Right.
So could you give us a little bit of an insight on why you say that, and then what you think you could have done differently to make it better?
I think I was completely exhausted and overwhelmed. And so when I would get home in the evenings, my only time to do housework, I just didn't want to do it. And so I feel like I could have done more, and yet emotionally and physically, I was taxed. And so what I have noticed comparing working outside the home with working from home and or homeschooling and everyone being home and me being there all day, it was actually easier for me to keep a tidy home when everyone was gone. It's harder to be at home with children all day long for me and try to keep a home clean, because not only am I busy teaching them or working on my blog or whatever while they're running around making messes behind me, but well, when I was away from home all day, there was nobody there to mess it up. So whatever I did get done stayed done.
That's a perk. Because I'm cleaning, and as I'm cleaning, people are making messes behind me. So
right. Absolutely. Yes. And that does happen in the evenings when you have little ones too. They're there making messes behind you. And so what I wish I could, if I could go back and say something to my younger self, I would tell her, you don't have to be superhuman. You only have to run as fast as you have strength. Then on the other hand, you can develop these habits that make it a no-brainer. For example, when I was a babysitter as a teenager, in my mom's home, if we made a mess, we wiped it up. So if we spilled Cheerios or milk at breakfast, before we left the table, we got a rag and we cleaned it up. And we just didn't even think about it. It wasn't a chore. We just was a habit and we just did it. So when I went to babysit to a mom who was completely overwhelmed, and it was dinner time when I got there, and there were still Cheerios and milk on the table from breakfast. Now, as a mom of six, I get that now. But as a teenager, I didn't understand it at all, because it's just something you just takes 2 seconds. You grab a rag and clean it up before it dries and hardens to the table. And so I think developing habits like that, not making it a big deal, just a routine, is very helpful.
So would you say that when you recently worked, as opposed to whenever you were first working outside the home, that you had, that you managed it better this second time?
I think so. I had way more children the second time, and I was working outside the home part-time and then homeschooling full-time and working two other jobs. And so I was way more taxed this last time. So I don't think I was fabulous even then. And the things that we're working on now, are the habits like I talked about, just wiping up the table. It doesn't work if the mom's the only one doing that habit. And so just trying to get all of my children and my spouse on board with not leaving a trail behind. They're all Boy Scouts, so we call it leave no trace. So if they're getting up to leave the table, all I have to yell is leave no trace. And then they start picking up their dishes and wiping down the table behind themselves. So it's still a habit and process that we're working on.
So I have talked a little bit on Instagram about teaching my younger kids to be able to clean. And I know that your kids are older than mine. So would you speak a little bit as far as delegating to your children specific tasks so that mom, who is also working, is not also the only one taking care of her home?
Yeah, it's a blessing to the children. They won't see it as a blessing, but to be able to have those skills as children so that when they're adults and have their own home, it's not a big deal. Yeah, I can run a washing machine. I can fold clothes. If they have those habits set aside, I will say about older children, like my oldest is 16, and then I have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, 10, 8, and 5. My older kids that are the most helpful are the ones that are not here very much. So my oldest daughter works 3 jobs. My second oldest is runs a lawn mowing business and is in sports at school. And so I'm still kind of working with my little ones as my main helpers as far as that goes. And it's still super important. Sometimes it's easier to just do it yourself than have the child help with it. But it's building up something for later in life where at some point they will actually be helpful, and it's worth it to put in that time when they're little.
Yes, I have to say, I went to school with some of those people who were like, I don't know how to scrub a toilet, or I don't know how to, you mean I don't put all these colors in together?
Yeah. So,
there is something to be said about letting your children fly the coop, actually knowing how to take care of themselves.
Yeah, and so I told you about the Cheerio mom that I babysat for. Well, there was a polar opposite family. They had 4 children, so the Cheerio mom had 1 child. The other family had 4, and we were watching a movie. It was a movie night, and they had popped popcorn, and we were sitting on this blue velvet sofa eating popcorn, and one of the kids got scared and threw her popcorn up in the air, and it was everywhere, in between the cushions and on the floor. And my habit at that time would have just been to leave it until the end of the movie and then clean it up. Another sibling pushed pause. Everyone jumped up. They pulled the cushions off. They got the vacuum. I'd say in 3 minutes, it was spotless again. And we sat back down and finished the movie. And I was just stood there. Like I said, I did nothing to instigate the cleaning of it. They just did it. And so what a fabulous mother they must have had. I hadn't even have thought to teach my children how immediate to just pick up a mess. And then you don't have to think about it again.
So, working outside the home, can you give us a little bit of insight? Like Sonia, she cleans on an as-needed basis.
Right.
And I clean on a schedule. So can you tell us, working outside the home and having less time at home, how do you manage cleaning?
I definitely am an as-needed type person. That's just kind of my personality, too. I fly by the seat of my pants and do what's needed. And I think depending on how many people you have in your household kind of is how often you need to clean. For like, we need to clean our kitchen floor every single day. When I had fewer children, just 1 or 2, I could do it once a week. And same kind of with bathrooms. We have to do our bathrooms 2 or 3 times a week, whereas when we had smaller household, once a week was totally fine. And I would say that sometimes I invite people over just so I will clean. That's so
There's bad. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. So So you clean on an as-needed basis and everybody chips in. And so that's how to keep mom from going crazy. So can you speak a little bit as to how you handle meals and meal planning so that you're not eating out all the time? Because a lot of work outside the home moms are tempted to take the easy route, which, I mean, I can understand that because you've been gone and you're tired. So how do you handle saving that money and eating at home when the temptation to press the easy button is so strong?
So I put all of my energy into a main dish when I cook. And so when I was very first married, before I got pregnant, I think I had 6 weeks before I got pregnant, and I was cooking during these fabulous meals, and then the exhaustion and the nausea hit. And at the time, it's a long story, I was supposed to have been clinical infertile for my life. And so we didn't even go to the pregnancy. I was ill and we didn't know why. And so I would fix a main dish and put on the table. So maybe it was meatloaf and that was it. I didn't have the energy for vegetables or salads or anything like that. And so what I do now is I cook a main dish just like that. And then I have things in the fridge ready to go. So I might have a jar of applesauce to open. I keep a tossed salad going all week, where when we finish the meal, before I put it away, I just add more lettuce to it. And things like cottage cheese, where I can just open the lid. So I only put a lot of energy into that one main dish. And that was something I learned back way in my first year of marriage, when life suddenly became a lot more difficult than I imagined it would be. And so to get those main dishes going, I do plan on a weekly basis. And then I also kind of expand that to a monthly basis. And so what I've done for my blog readers is I have a meal plan service available to them. And it's as simple as I can get these meals for them, because I don't have a lot of time to prep, and I'm sure they don't either. And so I plan for them. If they just want dinners, then I'll have those dinners. And then I have those super easy side dishes, so they don't even have to think. Warm up this frozen bag of peas.
That is really awesome, because I find most people, and even sometimes me, forget the side dishes.
Right.
Yeah.
It just takes a little bit of extra brain power. At some point, you don't have it anymore. I know. And so it's all just written down. You don't have to think, but it's nothing that takes effort, if that makes sense. The main dish, a little bit of effort. The side dish is zero effort. And so then I have just a dinner plan, and then I also have something called an everything plan. Those subscribers get the dinner plan, and then they also get breakfast, lunch, and a snack. In a separate meal plan if they want the full meal deal. And so those lunches are all packable. They take a little bit of effort, a lot more than a peanut butter sandwich. So some working moms choose to just sub in a lunch for a dinner instead, and they just add variety to their meal plans that way.
So I do have to say that sometimes working moms, they let meal planning fall by the wayside because it's just not something else they can feel they can add to their plate. And so Angela, as part of her business, does meal plans for women who need them. And so it is in the long run, you think that you don't really want to pay for something like that. But then when you pay for it, it's saving you money because you're paying someone to do your work.
Right. Well, it's a dollar a week, and it saves you a couple of hours. So it's like, I mean, it's like paying somebody 50 cents an hour to do your meal plans for you. It's kind of a no-brainer, especially if you're stressed out.
Absolutely. And then you just have to think, if you, in your mind, you know, okay, I have this plan, it saves you that stress of thinking, I have no plan, let's just go to McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the stress can stop you from thinking. If you freak out, all of a sudden you can't think of anything, and it's just really stressful.
And we will put the links for Angela's meal planning service in the text for this post for people who are interested. So, Angela, if you could give me first, tell me three things you think are the most important for a mom who works outside the home to do to make sure that she manages her home well. If you give your three top tips, what would that be?
Okay, my three top tips are: have a meal plan in place that's simple. Number two is to clean up after yourself as you go and teach everyone in the house to do the same thing. And number three is to just have reasonable expectations for yourself. It's easy to look at pictures on your Facebook friends and things like that and think everybody has it together, and we're all just kind of trying to survive at the same time. And so do your best, and your best is good enough.
What would be three things that you would say to avoid and not do? working outside the home.
If you're working outside the home, I would not sign up for a lot of extra like volunteer work and things like that. There's going to be other moms that will be able to shine in that way. And so I would say organize yourself at home first. And then if you feel like you're doing that great and you have room for something else, to go ahead and volunteer. But
that's a really good one.
Yeah, don't fill your plate too full. I am so bad at that. I don't know if I have three.
Would you say there's something that you feel like work-at-home moms don't need to do besides, you know, extra activities?
Right. Like, you don't have to make your meals Pinterest beautiful. You don't have to scoop your dishes into pretty dishes to put them on the table. I serve them right in the pan.
And paper plates are perfectly acceptable.
I agree. Yes.
So, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you have that you would like to tack on the end of that?
I almost forgot to tell your readers that just because you're doing this interview and because they're so awesome, if they want to try the meal plans, they're half price for them. I think I put the sale on through the 16th. So they just go to groceryshrinkplus.com/Stacy, and that's STACY, and they can take advantage of that sale. It's just for you guys.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I hear my little one in the background crying, if anyone. I have a lot of small children, so anytime I do audio, there's always children in the background. Thank you very much, Angela. I will put all your information down below in the post, so if people want to go to your site and read more. I do have to say that Angela is one of the first bloggers I ever started reading, and she has just been a huge blessing to me, and all her books and the stuff that she puts out is very encouraging as a mom and as someone trying to manage her home well. So I hope you guys will check her out. So thank you guys. Make sure also that you leave your questions below if you have any questions for Angela, and she and I will do our best to answer those. So just leave your question below in a comment, and we appreciate you guys listening. I hope you guys have an awesome day. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, in the walk of life, it's only too late if you're dead.